Also, this guy is important to us. Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, just wrapped up signing his recruiting class yesterday. And also, Tom, as it's well known, is currently quarantining after testing positive for the coronavirus. How you doing, Coach?
Well, first of all, I loved your comments just now. I think you, whenever you go through strange things, I think that's what you come back to. And you said it very well. I think that's the way, you know, we're all looking at it. I agree with the dividedness. Hopefully our country can get back together. But I also, I agree with the family's important part of this whole deal. And, you know, this has been interesting for me. I don't think anybody's more diligent than I. I did commercials for the state. I did everything I could do. And Shazam, got to get tested. I get tested 14 straight days because that's the protocol we're under now every morning at 7:30. And I can't figure out for the life of me, Bill, where or how I got it. But at the same time, just going to keep saying what I always do. I still think you got to mask up. You got to take care of yourself. Everybody has a different belief. But I'm here to tell you that it happens, and it did happen. And I'd say this. I'd take it one step farther. You know, don't worry about what happens when it happens. Worry about it before it happens. In other words, you can't control it. I'm a living example of that. But what you control is how healthy you are. So with family, I would say health is in there. You know, if you don't have any underlying issues, you get a better chance of beating this. And thank God, you know, when I was in quarantine, I spent a lot of time riding my Peloton, riding a bike, and hopefully it'll help me get through this. But very well said what you said.
Are you still in quarantine now? You mentioned having to get tested every day for the next 14 days. What's the process, Tom, on when you get back to the Breslin and coaching your Spartans?
Well, the thing is, I've been getting tested, Bill. I don't know if I explained that right. We're under this antigen testing. Every person in my group, it's called Tier 1. It's the players, the coaches, the trainers. Every day we all get tested at 7:30 in the morning. So I had done that, was negative the whole time. All of a sudden, Monday, you know, Saturday and Sunday, I felt a few coughs, nothing big. I thought a change of the weather, because I didn't, in any way, shape, or form, didn't think I was anywhere. I wasn't at the 50-yard line of the Notre Dame game. I wasn't, you know, haven't been any frat parties or sorority parties. So I figured that I'm pretty safe and secure. But it just goes to show that no prejudice on this. And sure enough, I got it. The process now is I got to quarantine for 10 days. And if I'm symptom-free after that, you know, I think next Wednesday or something, I can get back to work. So in the meantime, it's been a lot of Zoom calls. It's been a couple meetings with my staff, a couple meetings with the players. I watch our practices through the Internet, and I'm just trying to take care of myself so we get back on track.
So when is what's the best case scenario? Is it 10 days for sure? Is that what you have to do? If you test negative any time before that, you can't get out?
No, I don't. I really don't test anymore now because I've already tested. You know, it's not like it'll definitely leave, but you become non. You know, you can't
transmit it.
Yeah, you can't transmit it, as a good word, I guess. You can't transmit it to anyone after that period of time, supposedly. So, you know, that's what I'm going to. And if everything's good next Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not sure the exact day, I'm good to go. And then hopefully get back on track, you know. But it is a strange time. You know, I heard today they might shut down Chicago, so. As you said, who knows? I think you brought up another good point that maybe people don't realize. You know, it's hard for you and I. We're a little older. But it's we all know that the young kids, it doesn't seem to affect them health-wise quite as much, although that's not totally true, at least. But at least it seems like it. But where it does hurt them is mentally. You know, I think about back when you were in college, you know, at 20, you don't really want to be in jail, and that's kind of what these kids are. You know, our kids are at their apartments, and then they're in our building, and that's kind of the two areas they're in most of the time. So it's difficult. It's a sacrifice, and it's something that, you know, it's taking some time. We worry more about the mental health than anything right now.
Now, are you quarantining away from your family? Are you at, like, a hotel room? Are you locked up in the basement?
Nah, how does that work? I'm in my basement, man. Thank God I got a nice basement, so I'm down here. I can watch my films down here. I can watch a little bit of the Masters down here. I got a little kitchen down here, although my wife still cooks for me here and there. But, yeah, I'm just locked up bedroom down here, so I'm underground for 10 days, and, you know, I could go for a walk outside. They still want you to exercise some, but just can't be near anybody.
Tom Izzo is joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So, Tom, you're in quarantine, and you guys get a huge day for Spartan basketball, the future, I think. This should be back-to-back, if not back-to-back-to-back recruiting classes. What can you say about who signed on the dotted line yesterday?
Yeah, you know, we signed the three kids. We're excited about all of them. Pierre Brooks out of Detroit was probably the most unheralded and is having maybe the best fall. He's really moved up, and he's 6'5". He's built like a linebacker. He's just a great kid. Dad's a coach. You know, I'm happy to say all three kids are like phenomenal students, so it's going to be hard to coach a kid smarter than me, but I'll have to work on those skills. And Jaden Akins is a kind of a combo guard, play the point of the two, but 6'3.5", 6'4", very athletic. Really athletic. Like, to me, kind of a Maurice Sager or Gary Harris, not quite Shannon Brown, but in that mold. And so he's going to be, we think some of that's really going to help us. And then if there was a jewel, I guess the highest-ranked kid was Max Christie out of Chicago. And Max is he's a phenomenal player. He's 6'6". I'm sure he'll be a McDonald's guy. He's been another real good student. All of them really good families. Parents have been very involved in the whole process. Been kind of different, you know, Bill. We've had Zoom calls, out of Zoom calls with these parents and families, and you know, we can't go see them, so it's kept your group a little smaller. You know, it's me, the player, my staff, and mom and dad, and some of it's been nice. You know, it's been fun to get that close with them over time, and I think they're all going to be good. Max is a guy that can play three positions. He's very skilled, shoot the lights out, and at 6'6", he's got length and size.
Yeah, he sure does. I was watching, I think it was Comp or Kyle Austin shared some of the videos of him, or Couch. That dude can, he's got a quick first step and can leap. And, you know, I'm looking at your recruiting, Tom, and we talked about this, I think, the last time you were on, about how you seem re-energized, and everybody goes through periods where you're not sure what you want in your life next, or if this is the end, and you keep going through this re-energizing process. And I'm watching your recruiting. You're the guys you put in the NBA, the recruits you've had, shows you guys can recruit with anybody. But now you guys are going into that top shelf area. And it's not just this year. It's not just a fluke season. And you look at next year, and I know we can't talk about those guys, but the elevation of your recruits, can you connect that to something that you and your staff have done differently compared to the past?
You know, I think there's a combination of things, but I think what we figured out 4 or 5 years ago, Bill, is you got to get, we call them OKGs, our kind of guys, and when there's phenomenal players in your state, and we've got a couple of those coming up, then you, you know, you get closer with them, you understand them. More than anything, I think if I was excited about one thing with this class and, you know, and some of the commitments in the future, hopefully they're guys that want to be here. And, you know, you can say what you want, but it is valuable. you know, everybody thinks, oh, what does that matter? Well, it does matter, especially this day and age, and everybody's transferring and leaving and doing this and doing that. Having guys that want to be here is really, really, really important. And so we're trying to get, you know, the best player we can get, but yet balancing it, because, you know, I don't necessarily want to get into the Duke and Kentucky thing where every year somebody's leaving. You know, if it's one or two, it's one thing, but if it's seven or eight, you know, now you have no culture. And so trying to find that balance, that mix, and I think we found it. I think some of these guys recruited each other, and I think that's been good. They come in knowing each other, and so that's what I'm trying to do. And but energized, yeah, I feel, well, other than this little setback, I feel great, and got a lot of good things going on here, and hopefully we just keep on trying to strive for that, that elusive second championship.
Hey, you got the big green machine as fine-tuned as ever, considering you're navigating a pandemic. You're currently navigating COVID-19, and I really want to applaud your assistance. I know the infrastructure of your basketball program, Tom, and Coach Fife and Stevens and Garland and everyone else who contributes, all the way down to the trainers getting your game day or practice day ready. You really have an incredible group of men and women who work beneath you but really stand with you in taking Michigan State basketball to where they've been and where they are and where they're going.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because there's no question. It's not beneath me. I think, yeah, I like what you said, stand next to me. It's, you know, when you have guys there like Mike and PJ for 15-plus years and Dane 10, and Doug Wojcik has come in my recruiting coordinator. He had a lot to do with some of it, too, organizing everything. But you're right. You know, you've been up there every year, and we might have to do a Zoom win somehow or something. We can't lose our tradition.
I swear too much during Zoom. It doesn't seem like radio to me. I test drove a couple of those, and it was like I was doing an Andrew Dice Clay concert. Can't do it.
Well, maybe we got to get some players on then. And we just got to make sure we don't lose the tradition that we built here. But I think you're right. You know, our trainers, strength coach, I mean, there's social media girls. There's so many people. When you get your organization going and you get your culture right, there's a lot of people that are involved. And my job would not be the same without those people. I promise you that.
Let's talk about this upcoming season. So where are we at on all the back and forth on, well, this game might go on, this game is scheduled, Big Ten not sure on how many games are going to play. What's the latest you can tell me about the 2021 schedule?
Today's latest, as of right now?
Yeah.
You know, I talked to KP, my scheduler, today. You know, I mean, I think we're getting pretty close. There's some to releasing the schedule, at least the non-conference. You know, everybody knows we're going to play Duke and Virginia, you know, and there's teams like Western and Eastern and Oakland and Notre Dame is a good possibility here. And then the conference, we're going to play 20 games. Now, I say we're going to play them. As you saw at Wisconsin football, you never know what's going to happen, but we've got 20 game schedule. We got two on the side. You probably saw last week the first big poll comes out. I think there were seven Big Ten teams in the top 25. I think nine in the top 35. I mean, you've been with me a long time on this, Bill, when we meet every year in the fall, and I'm not sure it's ever been better, and it seems like I've said that a lot lately. But put it this way, I think we're pretty good. I think Michigan's pretty good. I think Ohio State's pretty good. We're all looking up at Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa. So it kind of tells you where this league is at right now.
Where's your team at right now, on that note, from when the virus ended the Big Ten tournament and a possible deep run with Cassius and X, and we'll talk about their NBA stock to wrap up our conversation in a few minutes. But this team right now compared to a year ago when you already were starting and in play, but how do you compare the two teams?
Well, you know, if you remember last year, we were picked one in the country in the preseason. But, you know, that was with a healthy Josh Langford, and all of a sudden, you know, 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, he was done, and that was a 16-point scorer. And, you know, so we, and then a couple weeks after that, Cassius loses his brother, and that was a year ago yesterday. And so, you know, we didn't perform as well early. We were playing our best basketball late, no question. But so where are we at? Well, Josh Langford's back, and I think I think I'm ready to say he's going to make it. He's healthy. I mean, I've been kind of sheepish on it because it's, you know, we've gone through 2 years in a row, but, you know, Josh was at 16, 17 points when he went out. So he's back, but hasn't played for 2 years, really, year and a half. And then Joey Hauser, the transfer, who we think's got a chance to be a star, is, you know, he'll be a new guy here, but he was here all last year, so at least he got the system under his belt. And then with Aaron Henry and Gabe Brown, you know, we definitely have some pieces on the wings. Foster Lawyer and Rocket Watts are, you know, going to be two guys that will be manning the point. And then the center position is going to be very important because we lost a guy like Xavier, which we won't make up for because Xavier was unbelievable. His points and his rebounds were one thing, but his intangibles were off the charts. He was a good leader. He was such a good teammate, and he was solid as a rock. I mean, he helped a lot of guys. Boy, they're going to miss his voice in the back. But Marcus Bingham has had some moments. Thomas Kipier has played better. Julius Marble has played better, and we got a freshman, Marty Sissoko, who I think's got a ways to go, but he's going to be really good someday. So. You know, our wings are solid with Gabe and Brown and Aaron Henry, of course, and probably our two superstars are Henry and Hauser, and yet Rocket came out so strong last year to be playing a little different position, probably. So that's where the problems are, is that there's a lot of unknowns. You know, Hauser, Josh's health, but if everything goes like it could, I think we got a chance to be maybe as athletic a team as we've had. I think we got a chance to be one of the best defensive teams we've had with, at times, you know, Josh was a Gary Harris-type defender, and Rocket is really good, and Aaron Henry's really good, and Hauser's really good. So we have very good defensive players with Marcus Bingham able to block shots and that. I think we could be good defensively. We're going to miss Cassius, of course, with his shooting. And with it just overall shot clock plays, he was unbelievable. But I think we got a chance to be really good, and yet really good right now is they picked us fourth in the league, and I think deservingly so. I think those other teams, Wisconsin, I think has eight of their top nine. Iowa, like eight of their top nine. Illinois, you know, had a hell of a year, and they're really young. So they were young, so they got a lot of people back too. So Big Ten's going to be great. You're going to be talking a lot about it this year. Great at the best conference by far. Last year, we might have been the first conference ever to get 10 teams in if it would have gone right. So I think things are looking up in the Big Ten country.
Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State, joining us from his basement known as Quarantine U. How many more days do you have left there? Seven? Six?
Six, I think.
You count the days? You got like a calendar with X's?
No, you know, I've just learned to, you know, deal with it. I mean, I think that's going to be the big key. You know, I look at some of these teams in football, like Penn State. You know, somebody, I tell my team all the time, someone's going to take the challenges of COVID and all the uncertainties and grow, and someone's going to go downhill. You know, how could Penn State be 0-3? You know, it
right.
Doesn't make sense. But I think you're going to see that throughout the country. You know, some people, we just got to be one of the teams that deals with it, because there's going to be a lot of people that don't. And to deal with it, 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds got to be able to handle this. And it's going to be an interesting feat. I think we're going to have to play part psychologist, I should say. And then we're going to, you know, I think the time we spend with our kids and the mental health aspects are going to be a big part of this season for everybody.
Tom, before I let you go, your thoughts on Xavier Tillman, Cassius. When the season ended last year, a lot of those spring mock drafts before we had the extension on the virus and the NBA pushed their season way back into the summer. You watched X and Cash be on most first-round mock drafts. The last couple of weeks, I haven't really seen their names in the first round. Yeah. Again, that could be positioning, jockeying by teams. Yeah. There's a lot of gamesmanship going on. But your thoughts on where you think X and Cash will fall in the NBA draft in terms of their number selection spot?
Yeah, I do think they're potential late first, second, early second-round picks. It's such a strange draft this year, Bill. I mean, teams, you know, they don't get to come in and see the kids like they used to. Xavier's improved his shooting enormously. I mean, he's worked relentlessly over there. And I think Cash is getting over all that he went through last year. Either way, wherever they go and whenever they go, I think somebody's getting two steals because Cash is just unbelievably his IQ and his skill level. And Xavier, he reminds me of a Haslam from Miami. I think he's a guy that he gets in that league, he could stay there for 12, 14 years because he's tough, he's smart, and I think he's going to constantly get better. You know, every year he was at Michigan State, he got better. And that's a good sign that now in the pros, he'll get better. And when that happens, as long as you don't get fat and sassy on where you are, and I don't think either one of those guys will, I'm expecting good things. You know, it's funny. It used to be, I mean, the draft matters because of the guarantees, but there's so many guaranteed contracts in the second round now. It's just a matter of who you go to. You know, there's that OKG I was telling you about for us. We want to get our kind of guys. Well, for my guys that are getting drafted, there's kind of an OKG. It's a MMT. My guy's got to go to the right team, you know?
Right, I get it.
That's going to be important.
Yeah, and I think, I know the guaranteed money if you're pick 15 or pick 20 is much more, but at the end of the day, the lower you are in that first round, if you are a fringe first round or second rounder, especially if you get to the bottom side of that first round, you could end up X and Cash with a really good team, which means there's no pressure, there's time for you to develop, and I think Cash and X both will be great teammates on any team that's already established.
Well, that's what I've told the teams, and I'll be honest with you, you sound like a general manager because that is the right way to look at it. Everybody wants to be drafted high, then you go to a bad team and you're forced to play. You're not ready to play because 95% of these guys aren't ready to play. And, sometimes you go later. If you go second round, sometimes it's the first pick that team has. So all I'm hoping for is they go somewhere where they get their opportunity. I know they'll do the best with their opportunity. And yet the draft's a funny deal. You know, I know this. Draymond Green, made $150 million, he was a second-round pick, So I don't think it matters sometimes where you get picked. It just matters on what you do with that pick and what the team does. So, I know in Xavier's case, there's some teams like Memphis, but the Celtics and Miami have interest, and Celtics and Miami are two incredible organizations. And so it'll be interesting to see how it all works out.
Yeah, it worked out well for Draymond. That motivated him and still does in the NBA with Golden State. Tom Izzo, head basketball coach at Michigan State University, joining us on the Hield Show across Michigan from his green and white COVID cave at his house. And I'm joking because you're doing well. I know I heard you coughing and I got a little concerned, but in terms of your health, I assume your doctor, things are good with you, right? Before I regret my joke.
I am feeling good. I mean,
okay.
I'm asymptomatic. I got a couple of symptoms, but, I would like to close by saying, it was 9 years ago yesterday we played in the aircraft game, and, the veterans,
wow.
All the veterans out there, I still want to say thank you for all you do. And I think this is the first time you and I have talked on the air. You know, we got to we got to thank our buddy Peter Sexton
yes.
for all he's done for all of us. And, you know, I miss him already. And thank God, you know, Joan was sick too, and she's doing well. And so I'm happy of that. I talked to her the other night. She's doing great. And, you know, we're going to miss Peter, but I'll tell you what, if you and I could leave the legacy he left behind, we're going to be in good shape, right?
Yeah, I just drive it into work today. On the one side, the already built Michigan State University Sakia Center, and on the right side, I think it's going to be the Meyer MSU Medical Building,
yeah.
and Peter was a big part of that. And boy, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going right there to end our broadcast, and it's really how we kind of connected. Well, you called me out on yeah. Marcus Taylor when I first started about 20 years ago, and yeah, somehow tracked me down. I'm like, how in the hell did Izzo get my home number? You did. It was probably Hamlin or something. And then
it was Sekia.
There he goes. It was Sekia. Yeah, and Peter was a great conduit. He was he's that guy. I talked with Matt Hanlon, my old boss, when Peter died, yeah. and he said, we all need somebody in our life that we trust that will tell us we're full of it when we need to be told we're full of it.
Well, I know this. You and I have gotten a few smiley faces, but a lot of frown emails,
oh, God.
Right, over those years.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I told Peter one day he killed all the trees in the UP. Just sending those emails, but I love the guy. I mean, he's the
yep.
best. And, you know, we're going to miss him at Michigan State, but the city of Grand Rapids is going to miss him. I mean, you lose a him and a DeVos in the same year or so.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unbelievable. But we'll have fun memories, Bill, and I'm going to keep those memories as long as I'm alive.
Well, and I'm sure you guys are going to do something connected to Michigan State basketball to
yep.
honor Peter's legacy. I assume that's probably coming when you guys get back to having fans in the stands, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's when it'll come. We just got to get back and tell everybody over there to mask up and stay healthy. And
you stay healthy. You're the one with COVID. You're coughing. I get worried. I'm gonna drive down there. I'm gonna take care of you. I'll bring you some huge chicken soup. You love the way I cook.
Yeah, well, I'm allowed to cough once in a while. I don't have a fever anymore, so I'm doing good. And I'm good, man. I just want everybody else to stay safe. And I'm living proof that no matter how careful you are, it still can happen. So do everything you can do to take care of it and make sure you stay healthy.
Okay.
So if you do get it, you're in good enough shape to beat it. How's
well,
it?
Yeah, you know what? And on a final note, my favorite memory with Sekia, it was with Mooch. You,
yeah.
Sekia, I think Kirk Gibson, I forget who else
yeah.
was in the group, and we're at the Mooch Izzo Classic where you guys helped raise money to build that huge $1 million weight room at your old high school, Iron
yeah.
Mountain.
Yeah.
And what's that neighborhood pizza joint in the that it was a local pub?
Bimbo's?
Yes, Bimbo's.
Bimbo.
So we were all there having pizza and a
yeah.
few adult beverages, and I look around, and there's Mooch, and I think it was Gibson and Sekia,
oh, yeah.
and we're walking through
oh,
the
yeah.
neighborhood because it was close to our hotel. I think it was only a couple blocks away from where we were staying. Hotel accommodations are not exactly the W in the Four Seasons. There
hey,
are
Bill,
Four Seasons in Iron Mountain, but it's the weather.
Hey, when you're in Iron Mountain, everything's close. Everything's within four blocks. Remember that.
Yeah, matter of fact, I think the plane landed right next to the hotel here. Right? All right, Tommy, get
all
back.
All right, man.
All right, we
you
love
did
you.
It.
All right, man. He's, yeah, he's a good man, and I'm glad he's doing well with COVID-19. Tom Izzo, the extended mix on the huge show across Michigan.